Okay, and we are talking with Orv Beach, the publicity chair for the Southern California Linux Expo. He helped put together what is one of the more interesting community shows here, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about what goes into planning a show like this and how it's turned out this year.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it. This is the fifth year for Scale. It's grown steadily every year. That's sort of like that rising tide lifts all boats things. The community has been very cooperative, the open source community, in helping us put this together. We have a lot of volunteers, and actually the Scale staff is a volunteer too. This is Scale 5X. We've grown the expo floor 35% from last year. Don't have the final ticket sales in, but I know we've printed about 1,300 badges. Now, that counts exhibitors and some speakers, too, but the bulk of those are attendees. I do know that pre-registration, before day of, sales are running 70% ahead of last year. So by any measure, it's been a success. It's been very smooth. We had four speaker tracks yesterday, four today. The most of them were standing room only, very well received. The hottest topic, obviously, is virtualization. We had a high water mark with 130 people in the second virtualization topic. Red Hat put that on yesterday. We have one more today. What else?
Kind of curious how the mini comps came to be this year.
Yes. We started out last year in Scale 4X as an experiment with a mini conference on Open Document Forum. We're unsure how to publicize it. The Open Document Foundation came out. And the ex-CIO of Massachusetts came out, and that was a very hot topic at that time. It drew fairly well. We got a lot of press coverage about it. So we decided that perhaps mini conferences that are more focused on a Friday would be a worthwhile thing to pursue. And this year we had two. We had the Women in Open Source, which was a late ad, and drew fairly well. A lot of range in that topic, some very good speakers. It was well received. The other one was open source in healthcare, and that was extremely well received, about 75 people in every session. It's obvious that that's a field that's going to explode. We haven't decided what we're going to do for next year, but we're kicking around reprising the healthcare mini-conference on Friday again and perhaps expanding it to two speaker tracks on Friday. The other one we're kind of kicking around is doing a mini conference on open source and education. Maybe we'll do it on Friday. Maybe we'll make it a special speaker track on Saturday or Sunday. None of this has been decided yet. It was just casual conversation with myself among the other chairs. But it's obvious that the open source is large enough now to where we can have a speaker track on a vertical. Could be manufacturing software or library software or something. So we'll make sure that those groups are serviced too. And a matter of fact, I was talking to David Ullman, the CEO of ViewVersa. They're in the healthcare and they helped us sponsor it. His dream is to have the second healthcare mini conference next year, and perhaps if things go well, spin it off as its own mini conference. So perhaps going forward, Scale could be nurture those vertical open source conferences, those focus conferences that we don't really have the bandwidth to do here. We'll see where it goes. There's no limit to what we can do with this. It's really exciting.
Do you have dates for next year set yet?
We don't, but typically the second weekend in February is where we have it. And that's sort of a mutual agreement among the other shows. We try and dodge each other's dates so we don't inconvenience attendees. Desktop Linux Summit last year was the weekend after ours, and that worked out very, very well. We've talked to Linux World and some of those others, Elon did, and said, you know, this is our weekend, you know. We'd appreciate it if you guys stay away, and we won't move on to your weekend. So it's just kind of mutually agreed upon. So just before Valentine's Day next year, probably.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot for taking the time today.
My pleasure, Joe.